Welcome to Brad Kyle's Brad's Motorworks podcast, where we'll be talking about some things about BMW, some things of cars in general, and some things about car repair. I hope you find it educational, enlightening, and I hope it increases your understanding of your car. And maybe along the way, we'll have some fun too. Thank you for listening, and here we go. Episode number 230, Auxiliary Water Pump Diagnosis. Oh, that's not good. I just realized. Wow. Okay, I'm sorry. This should be episode number 233. Yeah, my numbering is off here. So, sorry about that. Episode number 233. Auxiliary Water Pump Diagnosis. This is going to be talking about, not every car has an auxiliary water pump. It's usually for the climate control system, but sometimes not. Sometimes it's for other things, but this is going to talk about specifically diagnostics for them. This is from a trade magazine called Underhood Service, and it just, author-wise, it just says shop owner staff. Okay, so I say Underhood Service, it's a part of a combined magazine that's called Shop Owner. So someone within their staff wrote this article. So one has to assume they're a technician or a technical person, so on and so forth. So anyway. Again, if you want to get a hold of me via email, it's bkpodcast5@gmail.com. I'm also available on LinkedIn under Brad's Motorworks. So check that out if you're so inclined. All right, here we go. A car or truck comes into the shop with a complaint of poor heater performance. The driver complains that on cold mornings, the heater will blow cold during the drive to work in rush hour traffic. The car is not overheating, and the air is coming from the correct ducts. Your first reaction might be to install a new thermostat and inspect the heater core for a blockage. On the test drive, the system may perform great for you. Is the customer just cold-blooded? The issue could be the auxiliary water pump. This pump is not connected to the cooling. Is not connected to the cooling of the engine. Its primary function is to circulate warm coolant to the heater core. If too little coolant is circulated, the blower fan will pull enough heat out of the coolant and cause the heater core to get cold. These pumps were first used on luxury and diesel vehicles in the 1990s. Most diesel engines typically do not generate a lot of heat when running or idling. Coupled with the lower engine speeds, the coolant in the heater core would lose most of its heat before it passed through to the outlet. This would frequently cause drivers to complain about insufficient heating if they drove in stop-and-go traffic or cruised at speeds with lower RPM. So, adding an auxiliary coolant pump would provide enough volume of coolant to keep the heater core warm. Engineers then started to use these pumps on gasoline-powered vehicles for the same purpose. This allowed vehicle designers to use larger heater cores to provide better passenger comfort. The control of the pump as part of the automatic temperature control system keeps the cabin heated even after the driver has turned off the ignition. The system can keep the interior warm for short periods of time while the driver goes shopping or grabs a bite to eat. These pumps will show up on more and more vehicles as engines become more efficient and generate less excess heat. Also, new technologies like hybrid drives and stop-start systems need auxiliary pumps to not only improve driver comfort, but also to keep the batteries at a constant temperature. Modes of operation. Note that the auxiliary pump is not running all the time. The BCM, which means body control module, or controlling module, will control and regulate the pump using information like vehicle speed, engine RPM, coolant temperature, the temperature selected on the control head, blend door position, fan speed, and exterior and interior temperatures. If the vehicle has a key-off control, there are additional parameters that must be met to activate the pump. These include battery voltage, supply voltage to blower motor, recirculation flap position, security module input, and keyless entry fob location. A scan tool can test the pump function in most vehicles, but it is also possible to test the system by pressing an HVAC control head button sequence listed in the service information. Causes of failure. The main reason why these pumps fail is age and wear of the electric motor. Like all rotating electrical devices, brushes wear and windings short. Overheating can hasten the electric pump's failure because increased cooling system pressures can force coolant past the shaft seals. Low coolant can also cause a pump to fail because of its position, which is typically high in the system, either on the firewall or strut tower. Failure modes. A failed pump will almost never cause the vehicle to overheat. If the auxiliary coolant pump is inoperative, the customer might notice reduced heater performance at low speeds and at idle. Your first instinct might be to replace the thermostat, the water pump, or the heater core, but if the vehicle is equipped with an auxiliary coolant pump, you will need to dig a little bit deeper with your diagnostic process. Diagnosis. The tools needed to diagnose an auxiliary coolant pump include a meter, scan tool, and service information, with the latter two being most important for late model vehicles. The operation of the pump is dependent on several modules and numerous sensors that are networked. The first step in the diagnostic process is to check for codes with a scan tool. Unrelated codes for collision detection, door module operation, and loss of communications incidents can cause deactivation of the pump. This is where service information can make the difference between a quick diagnostic process and part swapping. Newer vehicles may vary the voltage to control pump speed. Like all electrical devices on a vehicle, the operation is a balancing act between driver comfort and minimizing electrical loads on the alternator. The cooling circuit on some vehicles with electric pumps may be called an auxiliary cooling circuit in the service information. The coolant may travel through the transmission cooler and windshield washer fluid bottle as part of the circuit on some Mercedes-Benz models, as a for instance. Hybrids. Hybrids almost always have an electric water pump to cool the battery packs and inverters, and some hybrids will have a second pump for the heater core in the cabin. Hybrids are mild hybrids with stop-start systems not only have an auxiliary cooling pump, but also electric pumps for the oil and transmission fluid. If a pump fails on some hybrids, the system will disable the hybrid drive system or put the vehicle into a limp mode. Most hybrids also have an insulated coolant reservoir or jug that may have a pump of its own to help warm up the engine faster or keep the batteries at a constant temperature. Not every car has an auxiliary water pump, but those that do can throw a monkey wrench in your normal diagnostic logic when solving cooling system problems. So that's that one. Pretty good amount of information considering it's just one little part. For BMW, in a way, which is of course what I work on, they're mostly used in the heating system and the climate system, just like they talked about, is to provide better coolant flow through your heater core, especially at low engine speeds. They can leak, for one. So when someone's looking for coolant leaks, it's certainly a good place to check as well. They are in part of the pressurized part of the cooling system. But they also, I would say I probably replaced more of them because they were leaking versus ones that had actually electrically or physically gone bad, okay? Usually it's more of a leak issue, so. But they can definitely go bad, and it will create, just like what they talked about in that description, it will create a customer who is noticing kind of poor heating system performance, especially when the car is cold or they're at low engine speeds, they're idling, maybe they're stuck in traffic, and it's just like, man, this thing is just not cutting it, especially if it's, you know, obviously really cold outside. So anyway, that's that one. Hopefully you got something out of it. I appreciate you listening. Again, if you want to get a hold of me via email, it's bkpodcast5@gmail.com. And again, I'm also on LinkedIn under Brad's Motorworks, so check that out if you feel so inclined. So anyway, I hope you got something out of that. It was worthwhile. And I appreciate you listening. Hope you have a fantastic day and a great tomorrow. Thanks again. Thank you for listening to this episode. It's been an honor and a privilege to spend time with you. I hope you found this of value. Please share it with family and friends. Above all else, with all you're getting, get understanding. May God bless you and keep you. And thank you again.